Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Tony Catalina of BlockingTheBoys.com, and here is your daily Cowboys update from Monday, October 11th, 2021. The Cowboys handled the New York Giants handedly with the final score of 44-20 as the Cowboys pushed their record to 4-1 and have the loss pushing the Giants to a woeful 1-4. These are two teams looking to be heading in two different directions this season, and there are many interesting topics to get into regarding our Dallas Cowboys and their big decisive division win over the New York Football Giants. Let's get right into it. Much like last week, it was the tale of two halves. In the first half, the Cowboys found themselves playing sloppy and keeping an inferior Giants team in the game with some mistakes and turnovers. The Cowboys turned the ball over twice in the first 30 minutes, one by the way of an impressive interception by Lorenzo Carter, as he tipped the ball at the line and collected his own ricochet for the interception. The second of the half's turnovers came by the way of a sloppy fumble by Dak Prescott on a solid shotgun snap. Tyler Biadasz had his issues in this game, and that is something we'll get on at a later topic during this week, but in this instance, it was more a Dak Prescott issue than a Tyler Biadasz issue. But boy, when the Cowboys came out of the locker room to start the second half, much like the week prior against the Carolina Panthers, they looked like they flipped a switch and were a team on a mission. This team has proven week in and week out now that they are a second half team, and when they go into the locker room, they make adjustments that make them be able to push themselves over the edge to take home these victories. Dak Prescott finished with an impressive 22 of 32 for 302 yards and 3 touchdowns. Meanwhile, Ezekiel Elliott continued his revenge tour season with another impressive outing himself, finishing with 21 carries, 110 yards on the ground, and 2 touchdowns. It's clear that this offense can score on anyone at any time, and they continue that trend in Week 5. CeeDee Lamb got involved, Amari Cooper got involved, you saw the tight ends get involved, and Tony Pollard get involved. It's like you got to pick your poison with this team. You even saw Cedric Wilson make some plays. So it really doesn't matter who the Cowboys have out there, especially the fact that they're missing Michael Gallup. They have players and playmakers to make plays in the football game. So it's who do you guard? Pick your poison. Do you go two safety high and try to protect, you know, Dak Prescott from going over the top? Or do you bring a safety down and try to defend the run? Either way, you're in trouble with the way this offense is playing. You can't forget about the defense and how opportunistic they have been all year, and that trend continues again on Sunday. Trayvon Diggs secured his 6th interception of the season and extended his interception streak to 5 straight games. Why quarterbacks continue to throw his way is beyond me, but hey, I welcome it with open arms. Trayvon Diggs is well on his way to an All-Pro season, Defensive Player of the Year possibilities, and at this point, he is one of the rare cases of somebody you can call a lockdown corner. His sky is the limit. It's crazy how good Trayvon Diggs is playing and how good he can be. And it's an exciting time for the Cowboys fans to have a player like that on the roster. Anthony Brown was able to secure a 40-burger for the Cowboys. Yes, 40 burgers. For the Cowboys with a late pick, 6, as he broke on a comeback route thrown by backup quarterback Mike Glennon. Just to see the way Dak Prescott and the offensive guys on the sideline came and were hyped for Anthony Brown just shows the camaraderie this team has and how much they love playing with and for each other. It's exciting as a fan, as somebody who covers the team, and overall just somebody who enjoys football to see a team clicking like this. It's just an exciting thing. The Cowboys were unable to register a sack in this game, but the pressure was absolutely present and a consistent factor throughout the game. The Giants were riddled with injuries going into the game and had some unfortunate key injuries to some key players during the course of the game as well. But to Dallas's credit, they've been able to handle every opponent, injuries or not, over the last month to continue on this 4-game win streak. Nobody feels bad for other teams when it comes to injuries because the Cowboys themselves have dealt with a ton. We saw what it looked like last year. We've seen what it looked like so far this year. The Cowboys are playing a ton of players, but this is why you draft well and make key, smart free agent signings, because this is something that you can weather a storm when something like this happens. There are many positives to take from this game. The Cowboys are able to once again face adversity, whether it was self-inflicted or not, and come out on top again. The fact of the matter is, the Cowboys have the ability, when they play a full, complete game, to compete and beat anybody in the league. And the scary part is, the Cowboys are 4-1 and have not played a complete football game to date. That's a scary thought, and man, it's an exciting time to be a Cowboys fan. The next game on the schedule is at the New England Patriots. The Patriots won on Sunday to extend their record to 2-3, but did it in a bit of a struggling fashion against a less-than-stellar Houston Texans team. But the one thing you know is the Patriots will be well-coached, and they do play well at home. Look for this game to be another test for the Cowboys, but a challenge they should be up for as they look to win their fifth game in a row before heading into the bye. As always, we here at the Blog on the Boys will have you covered on everything Cowboys, so please do not forget to check out our podcast that we drop daily with the Cowboys cast, hosted by Bobby Belt, dropping today. You will not want to miss Bobby's takes as he brings you the facts and everything you need to know, as well as we all enjoy a Victory Monday. That is all for today, Monday, October 11th. Again, my name is Tony Catalina, and you can find me on Twitter at Tony_Catalina. Come find me, give me a follow, and shoot me a message, and let's talk Cowboys football. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. It's going to be a good week, another Cowboys victory. I'm excited to wear my Cowboys gear with pride. I hope everybody has a great Monday and an even better week. I will catch y'all on Wednesday. Peace.